missed that guy, didn't you?
I missed him a lot.
Morning, everybody. We are back. Alan Ellis and Robin Ellis, your host of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And back with us this morning is our regular producer, Mr. Chris Klaproth. Welcome back, buddy. Hope Christmas was good for you.
It was. It was very good. How was yours?
Non-existent.
Yeah, there wasn't much for Christmas.
No. Okay. Nothing major, like a new edition?
After Christmas.
After Christmas,
after Christmas. Well, a late Christmas gift, but you got it.
Robin can talk about that.
Yes, she is. We have not met her yet. We'll meet her today. She is Brinley Faith, and she was 9 pounds, 3 ounces, 21 inches. And she's
that's
amazing.
That's net, not gross, right?
Yeah, that's net, not gross. She's amazing. She's beautiful.
She's a pretty girl. There's no question about that. She yawns a lot. That's about all the pictures I've seen of her yawning. But, she was born on Tuesday, the 29th. And, of course, we were expecting her that day. But,
yeah, she came. She was one that comes with expectations.
Yes.
You know when she's going to be here.
It's kind of like the salad bar. There's the side salad section, and then there's the cesarean section.
Yeah.
But she's a pretty girl. Everybody's doing well, so we get to meet her today. And there's been some interesting developments at the hospital here in Easton. And like Robin said, we're not going to talk much about them, but, it's delayed our meeting, and we're not happy about it, but that happens. So,
as long as it's later, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Other than that, it was Robin and I for Christmas. We talked about this last week, I think. There was no real celebration here, no family get together just yet. It might be October when we celebrate Christmas of 2020.
Yeah, we'll make it a Halloween post Christmas party or something.
Yeah, we'll do something. So, but that's how she goes around here. So, but today we didn't give the muzzleloader away last week out of respect for you, Chris, because we wanted you to be part of that deal. So. We're going to give the muzzleloader away for December today, the 2nd of January, and that's not really too late. So
that's a good way to start off the new year.
Good way
that's
to start off
I
the
think.
New year.
Because we certainly don't want to deal with 2020 anymore.
So done with 2020.
No. One of our buddies on Facebook said at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, hindsight is truly 2020. So, I thought that was clever.
Mm-hmm.
But, and Joe even sent us some New Year's jokes. You know that, Robin?
No, I did not.
Yep, he did at 2:29 this morning. So Chris, what happened to the guy that got arrested for shoplifting a calendar on New Year's Eve?
I have no idea.
He got 12 months.
Oh, that's bad. Some of my Christmas jokes last week.
Your Christmas jokes were terrible. What?
Not that. Thank you so much.
Well, they were. So were mine.
Okay. I'll remember that next
Robin
time you
can
tell
relate,
a stinker.
Robin can relate to this. I like when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what I did last year.
Huh?
I like when they drop the ball on Times Square. It's a reminder of what I did last year. Drop the ball. If you got to explain it, it ain't that funny, right, Chris?
Exactly.
I got it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, maybe later we'll do one of those. Maybe not. So, Chris, to those who are listening, and today is the last day of the muzzleloader season. Of course, there's waterfowls in, too. But the muzzleloader guys, good luck out there today. I'm glad it quit raining. Woods are going to be quiet with all the rain, at least here on the shore. So you're going to have to keep your eyes peeled because, those deer can move very quietly. And I'm going to guess they're going to move early and late as normal. I don't know about midday anywhere. But you know, make sure your powder's dry, and you can take a good shot. But if you're headed that way, going muzzleloader hunting, and you'd like to call in, we're welcoming your calls here at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. And that would, when you Chris answers the phone, then you simply give him your name and phone number, and you'll be entered in the contest. And everybody who's called before is already entered, so that's good. Robin is numbering the names and putting the random generator into her phone. So probably about 6:30 we'll draw the name of the winners for the muzzleloader contest. Now, there are three winners. We send a second place is a Maryland's Finest, the Records and Legacy record book, Maryland record book for white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer from Bucks, Bears, Stags. And, Chris, you have a copy of this. You found it extremely informative and colorful. A lot of good information in there, some nice quotes, some beautiful deer that were all taken in Maryland. So it includes 30 years of record keeping in Maryland, plus Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young records, and then all the Bucks, Bears, Stags records are in there as well. So we're very proud of this book. And I talked to a longtime acquaintance the other day who got a copy, and he said, you know, he said, I keep this thing right by my nightstand. I look at it all the time. You know, he's into hunting, of course, and he says, I look at it all the time. He said, I pick it up almost every day and page through it, and I see the names, and I see the counties and the scores and that type of thing. And it you know, if you've hunted for any length of time, this is really something cool for you to, you know, to reflect back on the hunt, especially if your name's in there.
Yeah,
you know, there's 3,000 names in there. People, you know, they go back and they go, yeah, I was in there in 1982, you know, 2001, my deer's in there, you know, and it brings back the memory of the hunt. So just like, you know, having an animal mounted on your wall. You know, every time I look at one of these critters in this room, I remember the hunt. I remember who I was with. I don't always remember the shot, especially on the waterfowl, but, you know, a couple of them I do. And I know the taxidermist that mounted them and that type of thing. So, you know, it's a very, very interesting little book that you're going to win at second prize. And then we have another business called Geestern Shore, which is a trademark. And we've got hats designed that say Geestern Shore on them with a little goose logo, and they're pretty nice. So we're going to give one of those away as third prize. You know, second and third are really kind of co-prizes. They're about the same dollar value. You know what I mean? But we had
just fun.
Just fun. That's right. So, just fun. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
Yes, we have Michael and Gary.
Well, let's talk to Michael then. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Happy New Year to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just some questions about deer herding. Since we had this spell of cold weather, is that affecting the hunting by them herding up, or you think now that it's a little bit warmer, it's going to be okay?
No, it's a natural thing they do this time of year anyway, post-rut. The family groups of does and so forth get back together. Even some of the bucks start to mix in. I hadn't been seeing more than a couple deer at an outing, and the other day I was sitting there, and there were 12 in the field at the same time, and that was the first time ever. That was this week, and so the answer to your question is it's a normal thing that they herd up this time of year anyway. Weather doesn't have a lot to do with it. It's more the biology of the deer and the life cycle of the deer. So
yeah, I thought it was the weather.
Well, I mean, you know, the cold weather can cause deer to get together, but not like it in the, you know, in the upper peninsula, you know, of Michigan, where, you know, the snow's 4 feet deep and they get together in what they call yards, you know, to huddle together for warmth and, you know, go through the same trails for food and that type of thing. It's a whole different thing. It, you know, here in Maryland, we don't have that kind of weather. So, but I mean, Western Maryland occasionally, but it's more of a life cycle thing that they get together in the wintertime. Sika deer do the same thing. Sika deer get together as well. The stags get together in the colder weather this time of year, January, February, and you'll see multiple stags at one time. So,
the reason why I ask, I've been my last 6 months I haven't seen a deer.
Yeah.
They're online, and it's just a good day.
Yeah.
I just saw your question, I mean, your answer about the polar bears, you're right. They do have, they're black. I'm kind of surprised because I read something different.
Yeah.
And they have their white pigment. It's the structure of the hair, the way it bounces the light around is the white appearance. It's kind of interesting.
Yep.
That's all.
All right.
I'll see something today, and I appreciate your answers.
Well, good luck out there. What county are you hunting?
We're going to Baltimore County, right on the Pennsylvania line.
I got it. Are you watching agriculture fields? Are you? I mean, what? Where are you hunting?
Well, in my brother's property, I can't hunt because he's in out, but there's a woods in between. I guess it's probably 200 yards. On one side, there's a whole cornfield, and his property is just every. It's got streams, hardwood pines,
right?
Fields. I can't remember the name of it.
You don't have to say the name. But the question is, I mean, have you seen deer there? Are you seeing them on a regular basis, or are you not okay? Are you doing any woodsmanship? Are you looking for the scrape lines and the rubs and the deer trails?
Yes. Yeah. There weren't many. I made some mock ones.
Okay. Did they hit them?
Not really.
Okay.
Kind of disappointing, but I lost my major hunting property. So it's not a real big piece of land, so this is what I'm stuck with.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I've got the one place that I hunt. It's only 15 acres, and you know, there's a pretty good sized field on it. So, you know, I've got to be very careful in that little finger of woods that I hunt. So, but you know, it's been very successful, and
I've been doing the Howard County hunt for the past 3 years. I mean, it has not been good since under new management. This guy, his first year, I'm going to give him a break and come back next year. But before that, when Norm was running it, we always got deer.
Right. Yeah. Well, I agree. You know, Phil's moved on to hunter safety.
DNR,
manager for the DNR, yep. But, yeah, I hunted Howard County, I think, 17 years. And some days were good, some days were not good. So.
Right.
You know,
maybe it's been usually bad. Maybe two or three deer harvested every time I've been down the MDEA, and that's it.
Got it. Well, thanks for the call.
You have a great day. Be careful this fall if you're on the shore.
Yep, you're right about that. Well, I'll be headed out later this afternoon, so.
I'm good.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see.
Gary?
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you.
I know it's early, but
yep.
Trophy rockfish season and sizes. Do we know anything yet for 2021?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Okay. All right, well, basically, I was calling to get in that muzzle loader contest and say Happy New Year from Dundalk.
Awesome. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Awesome.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me.
Have a safe day.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Somebody is talking to himself.
Uh-huh.
Somebody, no, I can hear him.
Somebody tried to call me. Somebody with a Centerville number. Oh, you can hear him talking.
Uh-huh. That's cool. We still have our grandson, so.
Yeah, he's with us. He's been with us since Tuesday.
I'm monitoring the monitor.
Yep. Indeed. So, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right. Oh, that's great. So, I got a email here from David. He said his dad shot a 9-point in 2015 at Patuxent during the early muzzleloader season. I can send you a picture, and I'd love to see it. And we'll take care of it. Yeah, we'll take care of getting that deer measured, one
sure
way or the
will.
Other. Well, so
we will take care of anything.
We will. I'll call Dave here after the show. So, all right. Let's see. I guess Chris is monitoring. We have nobody on the line.
No.
That's good.
No, we have Patrick.
Oh, we do.
Oh, we do.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see Patrick
because he just called in.
Oh, he hasn't.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to send that information to you.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk to
we'll
Patrick,
give you that one.
And then we'll take the first break. How's that sound?
Oh, fine with me.
I figured.
Oh, he is amenable today, isn't he?
Who?
Chris.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
got a weekend off.
Give a guy a weekend off, and he comes back with a whole different tude.
I love it. Well, yeah, he's always got a good tude, though.
He always has a good tude. Morning, Patrick.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well, you?
Good. Just about to head out to the field truck, do some goose hunting.
How's it been for you?
Been kind of slow. We got five ducks yesterday. Bad weather and everything. So.
Yeah. Where are you hunting?
Queen Anne County.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weather's been kind of
weird.
Not too good for us yet. For the geese coming up the river, we're going to the field and feed. So hopefully this morning I want to come out.
We'll see what happens on that.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call in there and muzzle air contest and tell you guys Happy New Year.
All right. Well, I appreciate
Happy
that.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Thank you.
Alan.
Yes, Robin.
Did you know you were adjusting mine, not yours?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because I can't hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear Robin better, Chris? You were a little weak on the.
Oh, I didn't hear from Chris.
Output.
Though.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. All right. I think Gary just left. No, that was Patrick just left. Let's see. I guess Chris is busy. That's good.
Well, yeah, I've got another caller all set.
Okay, good.
But he's aware that you're going to take your commercial break, and
okay.
He's going to be the first caller after the break.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. So we want to make the first show of the new year, that, you know, a good one. So let's see. Well, let's talk about these folks right here. Linex spray-on bedliners. I have one in my truck. I had one in my last truck. I had one in the truck before that. So I really like Linex spray-on bedliners. Actually, I have had four Linex spray-on bedliners over the course of the years. And I had another one before that, which wasn't anywhere near what the quality of a Linex. So they provide, Linex brand bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands and tackle boxes and crab pots and tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. And Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Jack Carver's the guy there to talk to, 410-455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories, you know, like step bars and tonneau covers and things like that, and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex and Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on bedliner today. Bay Linex, 410-487-6405 in Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex in Windsor Mill, 410-455-0800. You'll be glad you did. You know, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. I stopped by there the other day. Mr. Clyde wasn't in, but I talked to some of the guys and was looking at some of the Brownings. And I'll tell you, they're just fine firearms. They're just, you know, they're reasonably priced for what they are. And One day I will have an A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. These shotguns, the A5, comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch Camo with a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive system. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee, the A5. That's the waterfowl gun you want to look at when you're ready to replace yours. And then for big game hunting, say you're headed out west, you're thinking about investing in a new rifle for a western hunt or a Canada hunt, take a look at the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. You want a caliber? Well, it comes in all calibers, all standard magnum and short magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt, bolt action rifle. Both from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. So, the question is, do you have in your house a beautiful fireplace, maybe, you know, brick fireplace or something like that, and you never use it? I don't want the hassle of the wood. I don't want the hassle of the dirt in the house. I don't want the smoke in the house. Well, we did too, didn't we, Robin? Just a big hole in the wall, sucked the heat out of the room. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Hearth America at Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. And now we can sit here with a touch of a button and have instant heat in our room and a beautiful background. It's got the glowing embers, it's got the heat, it's got the blower, it's got the light.
It's just plain awesome.
Yes, that's a good word for it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly and knowledgeable follow-up and personal service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty of the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, or Kent Island, whichever one you want to call it. It's like on the line, right? Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
There'll be some fog to start off this weekend. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun into the afternoon with some mild temperatures with winds in from the west. The end result, a high today of 55, which is about 13 degrees above average. And then tonight, a cloudy sky. Rain will develop late with a low dropping down to 36. A wet and cooler end of the weekend on Sunday tomorrow with rain likely. A high temperature hitting 42 degrees. And then drier air will push in for the start of the week Monday with some breaks in the clouds at times and a high temperature in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Michael, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. Heading down to Blackwater to do some hunting.
Okay.
I've just had a question.
Go for it.
How often do they do the population study for deer, the deer herd, in Maryland?
Well, that's an interesting question. there's not really one deer population study that takes place.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure it out the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. It seems like the deer is not here, but it could also be the hunters are not in the woods that much. Plus, I'm just trying to figure it out because I hunt Western Maryland and I hunt the shore.
Right.
And it just hasn't been, the last 3 years hasn't been really seeing a lot of deer.
Well, that's interesting that you say that. I had a very dry year up until when, Robin?
A couple weeks ago. 4 weeks.
I mean, I'd see one deer, two deer, something like that. I'm saying, where are these deer that I kept seeing last year? Well, things change. I mean, you know, it depends on what agriculture crops are in the field or not. And in my particular case, there was no crop per se planted. The field was allowed to go fallow that the deer would just pile into all last year, you know, gleaning some corn and that type of thing. But the other day, this week when I was out, I had 12 deer in the field.
Okay.
So I don't know how to figure them out. I don't know where they go or what they do. I know, you know, they have their bedding areas and things like that. And some people have been extremely successful in places where they hunt. Others have, you know, complained about not seeing any deer, and yet the kill was up like 14% for firearm season. So, you know, but there's no real deer per se study that takes place. Nobody flies a helicopter over and counts them. The last one of those that I know of took place before the Howard County managed hunt took place, and that was probably 25 years ago.
Okay.
You know, and of course, the DNR helicopter's been grounded. So they depend on the state police now for search and rescue. And, you know, but at one point in time, they had a nice helicopter with forward-looking infrared radar, and were able to see that do those deer studies. But as far as, you know, it's all right now, it's all what's the word? Anecdotal. It's all anecdotal information right now.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I don't have to kill deer.
Right.
You know, yeah, but I like seeing them. It's
sure, kind of, yeah. I mean, when you're out there.
To be out in the woods all day and
yeah.
not see nothing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've fired two shots this year. And, you know, last year I fired three. And, well, attempted to fire three. I fired two. And took one deer.
Well, hopefully not to change this morning.
Well, good. Yeah, I think it will. I mean, you know, you had that rain yesterday. I'll tell you the key, and this has been a terrible year for barometric pressure. You catch a day when the barometer is on the rise or high, you're going to see deer because they're going to be moving. Okay, if you have a smartphone, install a barometer app on your phone right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't, but I do have a weather station at the house that I keep an eye on. I try to look. I think it was like 30.65 or something in the fall.
Well, yeah, it was 30.1 yesterday, and today it is 29.8.
Yeah, I haven't
29.8. Yeah.
In general, they it needs to be about there for the deer to be moving pretty good.
Yeah, you need it to be over 30 for the deer to be up and moving. So when you got a lower barometer, it makes it tough. That's just one thing. Okay,
I'm hoping that the hunters today, being down at Blackwater since this last day, will be moving them. You know,
let's hope so. Yeah. Well, good luck on that.
All right.
Take care.
Great time and great show you guys have.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Yep. Bye bye.
I'm really not out of it, you all, this morning. Just I'm like handling eight things over here, so sorry.
Well, I know you're a busy person. You got the baby on the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get another baby gift ready to put in the mail for next week.
Mm-hmm. And I'm handling
other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like texting and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. All right. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's wonderful.
Checking in with you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Good. You had a big mama.
Mm. Right now I'm a tired mama.
You take care of stuff.
I know why we have kids when we're young.
Yeah, 1 year old when in my 60s. Yeah, that's, you know.
So. We're not complaining. We've had a blast.
No, it's been a great time. It's been a lot of fun.
We're going to sleep like babies tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'll be up at 4 o'clock again. Who am I kidding?
Yep. So, well, we have we're not streaming today, are we?
On and off.
Well, Chris just rebooted, and I got a message said he rebooted it. Tried connecting with his phone, no go. He'll complete the form for the engineer. Let's talk to Felix. Good morning, Felix.
It's in and out. I've gotten people saying it's coming in and out.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Good morning.
Get in on the muzzleloader contest.
All right. You are in.
All right. Thank you.
How was that?
That's
easy.
Fine.
Easy enough?
Making easy.
Right. Yes. Yeah, easy to do. You have a good day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Both of you.
Bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. I wonder if we have any questions that people could ask that I don't know the answer to. I've always wondered... Something.
You have me, well, yeah, you have me look up Google stuff a lot, not recently, but you do, because you're not sure.
I know, but ask me a question about something that I can't answer. I think that'd be fun. You know, nothing like, can God create a rock too big for him to lift? You know, that's kind of stuff, not that.
A Stump Allen moment?
Yeah, you think anybody can do that? I'm not bragging or anything, I mean, I hope they do.
Oh, give me 5 minutes.
Well, I know you're brilliant, but about wildlife or deer. Go for it.
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll come up with something. My brain can't work right now.
Well, you got so many things going on over there.
Uh-huh. I'm a multitasker.
Yeah. Okay. If you say so.
Uh-huh. Just go away.
I wonder who called
get my... Get off your side of the couch.
I wonder who called my cell phone. I texted that person, and I didn't get an answer. So...
It could just been a wrong number.
It could have been some. It could have been somebody that called and didn't say they called me. That's okay.
Oh, excuse me, y'all.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, how about this idea for New Year's? And this is on the Facebook page for Bucks, Bears, Stags. Resolve to purchase a copy of the book Maryland's Finest on the Bucks-Bears-Stags.com website. Look through there, read about the great deer that have been taken in Maryland, look at the pictures, look at the numbers, and resolve to get in the next book in the next couple years. We're going to be publishing another record book in 2023, or 500 entries, whichever comes first, but I think we'll probably just go with 2023 and do a three-year book. And this is the records for Maryland whitetail bucks, black bears, and sika stags. Sika deer, S-I-K-A, that live in Dorchester County primarily, but there's some are in the surrounding areas in you know, Worcester and Wicomico, a couple in Somerset County. They're a little member of the elk family, and they inhabit the marshes. They're hard to hunt, which is good.
Somebody asked you a question about that the other day.
About what?
The difference between a buck and a stag.
That was a good question. Somebody said, why are whitetails called bucks and sikas called stags?
Sikas are elk, right?
Yeah, well, they're elk. But I did look that up, and I see that stags has Icelandic roots, and in Scandinavia, there's a couple words that are pronounced like stag. One means male fish, and the other means tomcat.
Yeah, but aren't sikas are Japanese? Right?
Sikas are a Japanese member of the elk family. That's right. They're still cervids. You know, all animals that shed their antlers, like moose, elk, caribou, deer, and the subspecies that shed their antlers are called cervids, C-E-R-V-I-D.
Mm.
You know, like, well, like, cervine. Cervine is like felines for cats, or canine for dogs, or bovine for cattle, or ursine for bears. Cervine. Got it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk to Charles. Good morning, Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay, I got a question for you. How long does it take a fox to get on a deer that's just been shot?
How long does it take a fox to get on a deer that's just been shot?
Yeah.
Well, not long. I can
okay.
Not long.
It's just a trick question.
Yeah.
It happened to me the first time in my 50 years of deer hunting. Shot a deer this year, opening day, and didn't want to ruin everybody else's hunt. So I'm getting much older, and I need help to pull my deer out now. And sitting in deer stand watching my deer and also still hunting. And I shot a doe. And within 15, 20 minutes, I look, and there's a fox on the back end of my deer having breakfast.
Yep.
And first time that's ever happened to me. It just happened to be in the area, and took advantage of it.
Yep, that's what they do. You know, all predators are predators. Most predators are scavengers, as well as being predators, and they will do that. You know, you're fortunate it wasn't a coyote, because if they come in a group, in a pack, there won't be much left to take home. We had a.
I've never experienced the coyotes down here. We hunt Chestertown, but I got a heck of a picture of, from a friend that had a friend last year that shot a nice buck, and within minutes he shot a coyote.
Yeah,
he's got a picture of them both laying there.
Yep.
And as well, I have a picture of the fox and my deer laying there side by side.
So, wow.
You know, it was an experience.
Oh, what happened to the fox?
Well, the fox, I just left it for the predators.
Was that? I mean, was that its last meal? Was my question.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got it.
Yeah.
I got
last
it.
Supper.
Yep. The last breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, I like your show, and my son likes it.
Okay.
We've been hunting together since he's been a youngster. He's 52 years old.
Right.
This summer. And, you know, my saying is, you know, teach your boy to, or daughter to hunt early.
Yeah. That's good.
He'll be back when he gets older.
Yep.
Makes a big difference.
Well, that's interesting that you said that, because Robin and I are all about getting the youngsters involved, and she came up with a brilliant idea for bucks, bears, stags this year, and that's get the kids outdoors and have fun hunting. So what we're going to do is, when we have a junior hunter, youth hunter, even if it was 20 years ago, if you killed a deer as a youth, we're going to measure that animal for our youth category. And we're not going to charge an entry fee for the youth entries this year. It's normally $10 to measure a youth hunter deer. Well, we're not going to do that. We're hoping that, you know, dad or mom brings their deer to be measured and wants one of the kids' deer measured. If it makes the record book, that's great. If it doesn't, it's still recognizing that they took a deer and we're going to measure it for them. So we don't charge to measure. We don't charge to measure, but we do charge an entry fee if they make it into the book. Okay, so the kids' entry fee is $10, but it's been waived through the end of the 21-22 season. So to make up the difference for that, we've made it on our website available to sponsor as many kids or as few kids as you want. So there's a place on our website called Youth Measuring page, and you can go on there and sponsor kids. So we've had a few people sponsor kids, like low contractors up in Cecil County sponsored 6 kids, and another fellow down in Southern Maryland sponsored 4 kids, and Hunters of Maryland sponsored 25 kids. So every time we measure a youth, we're going to give the sponsor credit, you know, to promote their enterprise, whatever that might be. So it's kind of a cool program, and we've got the ad in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you want to look online, you can look at that on page 6 if you are on a computer, have somebody show you on the computer. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Anything with kids has to be great.
Yep, you're right.
So, okay,
you're right.
I wish you a happy new year.
Same to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Today.
Good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we are awaiting our next caller. And, you know, it's cleared up today, and it's going to be clear most of the day, hunting day today, and then rain tonight and get a little colder, but I'm not sure. So, it's a good day to get out there. Any day to get in the woods is a good day. Last day of muzzleloader season. Then next Friday and Saturday, and in some areas on Sunday, some counties, is the final weekend of firearm season. It's the late firearm season. That's coming up next Friday and Saturday. And there's another caller. For William, who's calling me right now, or Joe, I'm not sure who, it's the phone number is 410-922-6680, not my personal cell phone. So we won't answer that one either, but we'll text that person. So, but the firearm season comes back in next Friday and Saturday, final chance, and then Sunday, too, for counties that have Sunday hunting on that final day of firearm season. So there you go, one more opportunity with the, for the gun hunters. And then the archery season, of course, stays in until the end of January. And you got a winter turkey season in there, too. Plus all the
you
water.
You all got more seasons than I know what to do.
Oh, I know, it's fun. Oh, then February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, brand new this year, is the primitive season.
I know.
Primitive muzzle loaders, flint locks and percussion caps, longbows and compound bows. Longbows and recurve bows, not compounds. No compound bows, no crossbows in that late season. So a lot more opportunities. And I'm looking forward to getting the old traditional muzzle loader out and firing it up. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Let's see. Ah, man.
What?
I just got a nice email from a fella. So.
Okay. You want to take a break?
Sure. You want to do a commercial?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I got too much going on.
Too much going on. Oh, you'll have to tell me about it at the break. That would be wonderful. Hey, you know, Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. Those are the smoker, cookers, you know, egg-shaped grills. Are there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about a premium set of gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give that beautiful glow on a chilly evening a little heat? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You sit out there by the fire and toast marshmallows, make s'mores if you want. See them all at Hearth America Backyard at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts, no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or tools, your Linex trot lines, too. Your Linex Bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did, have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on bedliner and truck gear today. And also at Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, they've ordered the new Super Duty 3-inch hitches for Super Duty trucks from BMW. Dealing directly with BMW, can't get them through the distributor, so BMW hitches are going to ship them out here shortly. So if you got one of those new Super Duties that requires a 3-inch hitch, you'll know where to get it. All right. We'll be right back after this message from Chris.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Let's talk to Alan. Hello, Alan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
I've been listening to your show for a couple of years and appreciate you guys, what you do. I was just listening this morning, of course, and I heard the caller before that talked about the person who shot a nice buck and a coyote on opening day, and I'm that person. And I just wanted to, after I did that, this was last year opening day, my nephew was in the process of becoming an NRP officer.
Right.
So I sent him pictures, and immediately he noted, he told me that it was illegal to shoot the coyote on opening day of deer season. If you look in the regulations, it tells you that predators, coyotes are 365 days a year.
Yep.
And there's no footnote there. But when you look at the deer season regs, opening day, there's a footnote that says that you cannot shoot any other animal on opening day of deer season other than sea ducks in the sea duck zone.
Right.
So anyway, I turned myself in.
Okay.
I had the coyote and the buck up here at the cabin, and the NRP officer came, and she wrote me a warning, and she let me keep the coyote, which is very...
There is a law in the book that says exactly what you said. And of course, you're running out of time. The law trumps the regulation. So it's really not clear in the book. People read certain parts and
So the thing is, during that time, when half hour after sundown on opening day of deer season, you can shoot coyotes.
That's correct.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Hey, look.
Yeah, what a loophole. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call. Yep.
Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Be a good person.